Well, I think this is a good long gospel understanding. In and of ourselves, without Christ, there is no God that's good in our eyes other than that's going to condemn and judge us. Because we stand in our sin. God is holy. We are unholy. We are wicked. He is not wicked. However, we are made righteous from the acts that He has done in our lives through Christ Jesus. The Old Testament people were made righteous by trusting the promise that the Messiah was going to come. And in His coming, He was going to give them the righteousness that He has won. And that's what makes us righteous. Not that we do the righteous things, but that Christ was the righteous one. Isaiah says that very clear. There's no one righteous, no, not one. And Paul repeats that in Romans chapter 3. But Paul goes on and gives us a little insight there. But now a righteousness outside of ourselves from God. And so that's how you see that when the proverb says that God can't stand wickedness, can't stand evil, can't stand sin, that's all the pure law of God. And the law shows us our sin. It shows us that we can't stand before a holy God except to know that we're going to be judged, condemned, and given the judgment and punishment of hell. But in Christ, we are righteous, a righteousness outside of ourselves. When we have the act of holy baptism, I love the part where I take the baptized and I make the sign of the cross upon their forehead and the sign of the cross upon their heart, marking them as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. And then after the baptism, we say, receive this white garment, or the white garment you're wearing represents the white righteousness that you have been given. It's what God has done. It's His activity that has given you the righteousness that now clothes you. And as you've been clothed by the righteous white garment of Jesus Christ, you can stand before God, not with Him seeing your wickedness, your evil, your sin, but seeing His Son, Jesus, as your Savior. And that is exactly the message we bring to the prisoners. People who are dealing with their wickedness, dealing with their sin, dealing with their imprisonment, literally and in the flesh and in the spirit, and we're bringing them a freedom that comes only through Jesus Christ.